Dreamscape presents Letters from Lee's Army, compiled by Susan Lee Blackford, annotated by her husband Charles Minor Blackford, and edited and abridged by Charles Minor Blackford III, narrated by Matthew Stewart and Susie Bernice.
Letters from Lee's Army. Preface. My memory of my grandfather is limited to one little scene. I was 4 years old when he died. I remember a hurried trip from Washington to Lynchburg with my mother. I remembered my surprise, when we reached the old house, at the quiet and hush of everyone. We were let into the little study in the rear, where a group of silent people sat around. Awed by the strange welcome, I sat in a bentwood chair and stared at the plaster owl atop the opposite bookcase. After a bit, someone came in and motioned to us. Mother and I went upstairs, through the dressing room, into the huge bedroom. My grandfather lay in a large brass bed. I remember him saying, "Come to me." I crawled up on the bed and hugged him. Then someone hustled me off the bed and into the next room. He was dying. The war left the Blackford family, whose fortunes were mainly in securities and mortgages, penniless. But my grandfather had his home and profession. Some of their former slaves still lingered around, bewildered and helpless, doing housework and yard work for less than their spending money before the war. My grandmother had to buy their clothes for them and to teach them how to shift for themselves. But even in my time, some of the third generation were still coming to my uncle for advice and assistance when in trouble. The Southern Railroad system was the conception of my grandfather Blackford.